Welcome to the Auroville Radio. Today we are at the Auroville Sports Resource Center with Mr. Ratnam and Mr. Jyoti, and they're going to be updating us about the semi-finals of the basketball tournament. So, sir, I have heard that two matches have already been completed and the third one is on. So what were the outcomes of the initial two matches?
In the senior categories, as you said, two semi-finals happened this morning, and the winners were Auroville Senior, who beat New Creation, and they qualified for the semi-finals. And another set of teams, Kings played Fraternity, also one of the Auroville clubs. Kings won with a pretty good margin, so they're in the semi-finals. And now, as we speak, there are two more matches happening, one playing and one followed with that. And two of those qualify for the other semi-finals, which will be played tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning.
Last year's or the previous year tournament, Kings has been the so-called, let's say, the winning team. Kings from Pondicherry and Shiva Brothers, both hopefully they will qualify. There will be out of the 20 teams, they will be the last four, and we expect Auroville and Kings in the finals. Auroville has got a good team. There is a good shuffling of young and experienced players, so it's a good combination. They did a good job this morning beating New Creation, so we expect Auroville and Kings in the finals in the men's section. The women senior, Auroville women beat Rajiv Gandhi Medical College. Were they medical or the engineering?
Yeah.
Medical. And our Auroville girls played very well. They just, it was like a cakewalk almost. But it was nice. Both the teams played well. One should congratulate Rajiv Gandhi, because they don't get to play much as we do. So we wish them good luck. And Auroville women is in the finals. They will play tomorrow. They are going to play Lotus in the finals. So that's pretty much for the seniors as we speak. And there isn't any particular player, if I mention in any of this, we can outstanding. It's pretty much a team game. They're all playing well and equally. There is not one super shining player that, at least I cannot see that happening. So I don't know, among the juniors.
In the last two matches, there was the junior girls final was held, where the Auroville junior girls played against the Study girls. Study is the school, Study team. And the Study team beat the Auroville girls. The women's team has already said that. In the Study team, there was this girl named Sandhya. What's her second name, Rodman?
Sandhya Elam,
who was actually quite outstanding compared to the others. And from our side, Priyanka was the other who was playing quite well. The women team, we will get to see them. And the other team is yet to play. That's the Lotus women team.
Okay.
They're all younger girls. Younger girls, they're actually, last year they played in the juniors because they qualified. So they're just about 18, 19, some of them.
Okay.
So we expect them to play much better than the older senior women who are, many of them are actually parents, you know, mothers of two children, three children sometimes. So it's going to be exciting.
And the prizes are also being given out as we speak, right?
As and when the final is being conducted, we hand out the prizes then itself. We don't hold them back till the last day, which is the normal practice we do. This time we wanted to change that practice because the sub-juniors who played last week, if we hadn't given them the prizes, they would have to come again just to collect the prizes this weekend. So it's not a good thing. Therefore, we did it this way.
And the other thing I find, we both, we don't play basketball, and we were basketball players and winning and losing, and it's always nice when you win to get that trophy and take it to your parents or your friends. So that's also the idea. They finish the finals, winner gets there, and the runners up. So it just feels good, and not to wait for a week to collect the trophies. It's not the same excitement. So as and when finals are over, we invite some chief guests, distribute the we felt it was pretty good. Except it's kind of a long. It's almost in, as I said, it's in the second week. Tomorrow being the last final day. It is tiring for the organizers and the players, especially in three different categories. There are some players who play in two categories, junior and senior, or sub-junior and junior. So that is tough. So I think maybe we may not conduct this in this fashion. We have to give some time between categories, a week or 10 days or a month. So.
Plus, you mentioned two teams where the youngsters play against. One team is full of youngsters and the other is...
That's the women team that are in the final, yes.
Okay, those are. So, is it extremely challenging for them? What do they think? Have they mentioned this year before?
It's just coming out of experience, and it's... I can't generalize this, but it's always like that. The juniors, when they're practicing with juniors and seniors and whatever. But when it comes to tournaments and matches, and suddenly they see the senior where they have to play against them, there's always that fear, you know. There's the seniors, better players. There's a small blockage that comes in, and it's pretty much even with the men. This morning when we saw that happening with the boys, who couldn't, they're very good players. It's just that there is this kind of thing about them being senior and we are junior. And that is challenging for young. Yeah, some of them could speak up, would be very good.
And at what time is match tomorrow?
We have two semi-final for the men in the morning, 6:30 and at 7:30. And then the evening we have the finals at 4:30 for the women, 5:30 for the men. The prize distribution will take place around 6:30, 7.
And that concludes the program. Basically, we end with the senior men and women finals. Yeah, it brings excitement, and you can see a lot of parents there. Basketball has been a big game in Oroville and Pondicherry. We are first generation basketball players. Now our kids are playing, our friends. So it's quite something. Personally, I'm very happy to be still part of basketball, one way or another, the fraternity of... So it's quite something.
And how challenging was it to organize the entire event?
It was pretty tough because, you had to raise some funds for this and you had to get people together to try and help you with organizing. You got to prepare well in ahead to plan out the matches, make the fixtures, give out the invitations, get the team entries. So it's a long process actually. We started way back early in June, June 5, June 6 around, and about 10 days ago we started the match. So it's not like something that you decide and you do it. You got to plan out and do it.
The other challenge, obviously, we can't do anything against the nature. When it rained a couple of nights, there you have a challenge to how to reschedule the matches, because the younger ones are going to school, parents, some of the players go to work to get day off. So that scheduling is always a tough one if something happens, such as rain or accident. Fortunately, touch wood, no accidents. Everyone, all the players have been pretty good. No anything serious. But the rain disturbed 2-3 nights, so we had to reschedule. And always Oroville is pretty good in organizing in events. We have quite an experience. We get help from Pondicherry State Association. So, as Jyoti said, it's the scheduling, organizing, keeping the momentum go, keeping the community involved, spectator. And so. It is a challenge.
So
especially these three categories trying to put together. And we are hoping to have a bigger event for the 50th anniversary, so this would be a good run-in for a warm-up for us. Hopefully we will have some better facilities and teams from all over, at least in South India. So let's see. We are hoping in that line that something positive will happen.
Okay then. Thank you so much. I wish you guys all the best for the finals.
Thank you. Thank you for taking the time out to listen to us.
Thank you.